So we left off in the Grizz that the Grizz holds that since the Rambam maintains that even by the Tefillin Shel Yad, that I don't know if you want to call it, let's say Bidiyeved, let's use that term, that Bidiyeved, the Parshios, even in the Shel Yad, do not have to be one klaf, you know, one scroll. They could be Dalid Oros. So therefore he says that logically there can't be a Din Seder that will passel, that will create a psul in the Tefillin Shel Yad. Because if there are four separate entities and there's no underlying substratum, you know, an underlying entity that unites them, so you can't have a din of Seder. Which sounds perfectly reasonable. However, the Rambam does say, and he quotes it, he says like this, the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, it's at the end of the, I guess in the Grizz, after the first paragraph is the question, in the end of the second paragraph, right before Vehine, on the left-hand side, before Vehine, about the 6-7 lines up. He says, Vehine zeh lashon Rambam, okay, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, Tefillah Shel Yad, Kosvam Barba, Dapin, Bo'or Echad, Oruch, Kesefa Torah, Al Siduron Batorah, Kigon zeh. And then there's a picture of it in the Rambam. Im kosvan al arba oros v'hichnitzan b'bayis echad yatsa v'eino tzarech l'dabkam. So the Rambam definitely holds the lechatchila, they should be on one or echad, and they should be written kisiduran. There is a din of seder, just like there's a din of seder by mezuzah. So now the Grizz wants to explain that seeming problem. So he says, "V'ha'inim yishum d'lachadchila d'mitzvasan ba'or echad dafka memeila tzricha lios k'sivasan k'siduran batora va'achim kosvam b'di'eved shelo k'sidran b'zehu d'chalach tfilin b'mezuzah d'b'tfilin k'sherim yishum d'lo gri'i midalat oros v'rak b'mezuzah pasal gam b'di'eved." So the question is, so he's saying that since there's a lachatchila that they should be written b'or echad, so memela, the idea of seder kicks in. Lachatchila, of course. But of course, if in fact you wrote it shaloka seder, since it's really good as four separate oros, so it can't be the Grizz's maintaining that logically that you can maintain that that's a psul. But it is a it's like that lechatchila of that since you have lechatchila the shvur on or echad, like it automatically schleps in the halacha of seder. But the question is, what is that? How do you understand that? Why is that so? If there's no din seder, so there's no din seder. Why all of a sudden, if you write them on one klaf, should the din seder emerge? Why? Sounds nice, but why? What's the logical necessity of such a thing? That's the problem. And the Grizz doesn't explain it. He just says it, and that's it. Now, I guess his point is, it's typical, minimalist Grizz. He's just pointing out that if they are written on, if there is such an idea of a lachadchila, they should be written on one entity, so then logically, you could have a concept of Seder. That's, I think, all he's trying to say. But why that should be so, that he's not trying to explain. Just wants to show you that it's possible. In other words, if there was no idea that they should ever be written on one cloth, then you understand, even if the sofer would write it on one cloth, there could never be a din of Seder. That would be impossible. But now that you're telling me that such a thing is possible in the halachic system, Seder is also possible. That's, I think, all he wants to show you from a methodological point. So it's not like he's not saying, like, it's no kash on me, on my formulation of the Rambam. But really, it requires, you know, you do want to hear more than what he's offering. So we said we take a look at the Gemara. I don't know if the Gemara will help, but let's try. So the Gemara is on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So the Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis says like this: Tanu Rabbanan. Yeah, Tanu Rabbanan. Oh, by the way, all right. So the Gemara said this: Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad Kosvan. Tfilah shel yad kosva al or echad vim kosva ba'arba oros v'hinicha b'bayis echad yatsa v'tzarech ledabek. So you should write them on one or. If you wrote them on dalet oros, on four separate parchments, and you put it in the one bayis, as opposed to putting it in Dalit Batim, like a Shalrosh, but you put it in one housing, Yatsa. But you have to Tzarech Ledabek. Ledabek, Rashi says, as Hadalit Igros, right, the four scrolls, Biyachad B'tfira O B'devek Shekorin Glud. Okay, so you have to either glue it together or sew it together. That is still considered a tziruf to make it one. Okay, I'm not going to get into that issue. Okay. Shenemar, vayalacha la'osal yadecha. Because it says, and elbish for you an os al yadecha. Kishem sha'os achas mibachotz, kach Os achas mibifnim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, eino tzarech. Rashi, os, a simon. So, vaya lecha os, afilu lecha lo yehe ela os achas. Dechi havu bifnim dalet igros, she'enam devukos unesunos bebayis echad, lacherim she'en rowen, Elachitzon Choshevos Achas. Okay, now don't fully ask me to explain the end of the Rashi in practical terms. But Rashi says, Avalacha Hamishamesh Bohen, and I'm now going to the Bach, the Nicker Mishmush Shel Dalet Igros Kol Achas Levada Havu Bezosos. I assume when he says Bezosos, Rashi means the word multiple. Because why don't you say it's Dalidosos? I don't know. I'm not sure what this whole ending of Rashi is here. So I'm going to conveniently not deal with it for the moment. I just want to get the basic point. So, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it has to be an os achas both for the observer. So, for the observer, it will definitely be os achas even if they're four separate igros, because he's looking at one bias. But it has to also be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, os achas bifnim. And it has to be os achas bifnim. And Rashi seems to make that from the perspective of the meniach tefillin, the wearer of the tefillin. Okay. And Rabbi Yossi says, Eino tzarech. Ain atzarach. Rashi says, ledabek. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's enough that it's osachas mibachotz. You don't need osachas mibifnim. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yossi, umodeli Rav Yehuda barebi, shem'ein lo tfilin shel yad, v'yesh lo shtei tfilin shel rosh, shetola or al achas mehen, umeinicha. So Rav Yossi says that the Chacham Rav Yehuda admits to me that if a guy has two tfilin shel rosh, what should he do? He takes another piece of leather, and he puts it, he wraps one of those shoroshes with this leather, so now it becomes from the one os, I guess, or one bias. It doesn't have four compartments that are observable, okay, or they're united, okay, and you put it on. So Gemara says, Moda, hainu plutsayu. Amar Rava, midvarav shel Reb Yossi, chazer bo Reb Yehuda. So originally Reb Yehuda held that ledabek is a psul, a filah b'di'eved, but then he changed his mind and he held that it's lechatchila, but b'di'eved he would agree with Reb Yossi shita that as long as it's an os achas mibachutz, that would be sufficient. Okay, that's basically the Gemara. The Gemara continues, but not doesn't affect us. So it appears just straightforward analysis of the Gemara that the Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda. He paskins like Reb Yehuda, so l'chadchila it should be osachas mibachutz or mibefnim. But b'di'eved, it's okay, even if it's just an osachas mibachutz. Those are the facts. Alright, well, one second. You're quoting me a Rashi that by Rabbi Yehuda it says, mitok t'vash v'ein tzarech ledabek. Shechazav Rabbi Yehuda v'ein tzarech ledabek.
Right.
Right? So you want to learn the Gemara that in the end there's no machlokas whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so then the Rambam certainly can't learn the Gemara that way. Because then where would you have the shita that the chatchila it should be the chatchila it should be the other way? How are you going to know? Where's that nishma from this Gemara? Unless you know some other Gemara that the Rambam relies on.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And there's a point to Rambam, it should be chazerbo means that he holds it's not a psul. But lechatchila he holds his shita, because Rabbi Yossi never held it. Unless the Rambam learned that Rabbi Yossi himself held lechatchila, but where do you know that from?
Right. Okay.
Right.
Well, some sort of
covering the shorosh to make it into shoyad. That's not a lechatchila. That's to make it into a shoyad. It has to at least be an os. Everyone holds it has to be an os mibachutz. It has to be os achas mibachutz. So it can't be an osachas if you have four compartments. That would signal four things. That's the difference between the shorosh and the shoyad, that the observer sees that the shorosh has four compartments and the shoyad has one. So the Gemara is putting that into the... It's giving it an address. It's saying it's a din of os. Because the pasuk says, v'yalacha la'os al yadecha. So that shows you that it has to be one os. As opposed to the shorosh. That's a separate idea of totafos. Different idea. There you have four compartments, four parashios. It's a whole different system. So if you want to make the shorosh into a shoyad, so Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda hold it. That's not a problem. It's very easy how to do it. You don't have to build it that way, you know, to begin with. All you need to do is take a piece of leather and mold it over the bias completely. So, or maybe just on the ketzitz, I don't know, maybe just even on the compartment. I don't know if you have to even do, why do you have to do the mavarta for, and the bottom, the tetura. Just do the, probably just the bias itself, I would imagine. I'm not positive, but I would imagine. And that's it. And now the observer says, oh, that's a shalyad, that's osachas. But the Rambam has a lachadchila and a bidiyevet. Lachadchila should be really on one thing. I'm just saying, if you want to get the Rambam, there's only two ways to get the Rambam out of this Gemara. And one way seems to me to be a little bit more solid, which is to say that he learns that when Chozerbo Reb Yehuda just means Reb Yehuda was Chozerbo, that it's not a psul. That it's not a psul. But in fact, he holds that lechatchila it should be tzarach ledabek, or it should be written on one igeres, on one cloth. But b'di'eved, he's moded to Reb Yossi. The other way to learn would be to say that there's no machlokas at the end, but somehow from this Gemara you're able to derive that even Reb Yossi held that lechatchila, he always held lechatchila should have been one scroll. But I don't know how you're going to learn that. I don't know how to get that out of this Gemara. Of course, I admit there might be some other source that the Rambam has. Do they say why don't we take a look? What do the notes of Kalim say on the Rambam? The Kesef Mishnah only quotes this Gemara, and then he just ends off Asik Nahasam the Hodabei Reb Yehuda. So it sounds like it sounds that way that he's learning that the Rambam is holding like Reb Yehuda.
Right.
All right. So it could be that according to Rashi, that's what he holds it. Since the tefillin were all dakos, they were the very, very thin leather hide. So they, when you're putting on the shel yad, you could actually feel the four separate parshios shifting around in there, as opposed to if it was one parsha. Could be. Okay. All right.
He's a rabbi.
Yes. See, I was thinking along these lines. I don't know if it'll help what you're saying, Josh, but we'll see. Uh-huh. I'm not saying what you said is wrong. I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure how these two, if they fit together or not. But let's take a look. I was thinking like this. That there's a concept of an os. Now, there are two frameworks here that the Gemara is telling you about. There's an os mibachutz and an os mibifnim. Those are the two possibilities. So the difference is, let's just take a first step, the difference is, when you say an os mibachutz, you mean that the os emerges from the Chefza u'mitzvahs tefillin. In front of you is mitzvahs tefillin, there's a meniach, and he's wearing a certain Chefza, and the observer notes that the Shel Rosh has four compartments, and this one has one bias. So that one seems to have four things emerging, and this one is one. The other world of os is from the Chefza shel Parshios themselves. From the Chefza shel Parshios themselves. That's mibifnim. Mibifnim, you're not dealing with the Chefza shel Tfilin as such, but you're dealing with the Chefza shel Parshios. So now I would say like this, that if you have a requirement of os achas mibifnim, what you're really saying is that the parshios must be one chefza of limud. They should be one unit of limud, of teaching. And the way you accomplish that is by having them on one scroll, Kesefer Torah, and then it's going to be logical that there's going to be a din of Seder. Because the minute you tell me that the Dalet Parshios are functioning as one cheftz of limud, So it's one chepsa, of course, of lima Torah Shebechsav, or of Torah. So the Torah itself, God himself, put these Dalet Parshios in a certain order. That's not accidental. There's a real reason why these different parashios that talk about mitzvahs tefillin emerge in that order in the Torah. There's a reason why you go from Kadesh Vayavi, whatever it is. Kadesh Vayavi Kivicha Shema Vayam Shemoa. So therefore, if it's a Chefta Shalimud, and it's supposed to emerge as one Chefta Shalimud, so then Mimela, I would say that the Seder has to be there as well. In other words, in order to have that concept that the Parshios are acting as a, how are they one os? They're one os through the limud of the Parshios. So then it's going to have to be that there's a Seder. The Seder is intrinsic to the limud, because the Torah is not arbitrary. Those four Parshios are in that Seder for a reason. Kisidran Shiksuvim Batara. God wanted these ideas to emerge in a certain way. So if it's going to be one limud, then the din seder has to be there. Or else it's not, it's going to be an incorrect chefta shalimud. You will not accomplish what you're going for. In other words, the whole idea of having them al or achas kesefer Torah is that they should be one chefta shalimud. That's how they're an os. They're an os as a limud. Not just the visualization, but as a limud. The ideas. So then once you say that, then the Seder becomes essential within that. Within that idea, the Seder is essential. And if you have them Shaloka Sidran, then the answer is you will not produce the os of limud through it being one Chefta Shalimud. That's the machlokas. That everybody agrees that the pasuk says vayala osalya. What is it? What's the pasuk? Which one? The pasuk says vayala chala osalya decha. Right, vayala. Right. Am I getting that right? Vahayala os al yadcha. I'm sorry, al yadcha. Yeah, the Gemara actually doesn't. Okay, oh, there's two of them. Vahayala chal os al yadcha. Yeah, it's al yadcha. Yeah, not al yadcha. Al yadcha. Vahayala chal os al yadcha. So everyone agrees that at the minimal, the very chefta shel tefillin has to reflect that this is one os, one idea. That's according to everyone. But Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that lechatchila, there's also the perspective of the meniach tefillin, the gavra of tefillin. And the gavra of tefillin, there's another halacha that I'm trying to try the thing together to, who was it, Max's point? That there's a gavra of tefillin, so for him, there's a chefza of parshios that he relates to. And that's, again, he's wearing the parshios. It's a kiyum in the gavra. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a lechatchila, that the very chefta shel parshios should be a limud of osachas. And that you accomplish by having them as one scroll, and then of course, logically, memela, it's going to have to be, to have that kiyum, they have to be kesidra. And that's exactly the way the Rambam paskins. That b'di'eved, it could be dalet oros, because you'll still have the chefta shel tefillin have the din osachas, but you'll be lacking in the parshios as a vehicle of limud, that there you don't have, that they're not one. that they're not one os. They're not one chetz of limud. So the Dalet Parshios could have, you know, two different worlds. They could either be four separate things, but then there's a way that they have one limud, and in that limud, it's going to, by definition, it's going to require Seder. I'm not saying you can't, you know, I'm just thinking about Rashi with the Meiniach, but I think it is along those lines, and maybe I have to think about it more. I'm not sure if I can formulate it better. But I could see it that since the Gavra is the Meiniach HaTfilin, so like it's like the Rambam says, you know, we've done this Rambam in the past. You know, where the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchus Tfilin, it's really based on the Parsha and Shema itself. But what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, one second, Hilchus Tfilin, where did they go? Yeah. Arba Parshios Elo, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, Shein Kadesh Li, Vaya Kivi Yacha, Shebesefa Elish Shmos, Ushma Vayan Shemoa, Hein Shenechtavos Bifnei Atzmon, Umechapin Osan Ba'or, Vinikroin Tfilin, Umeinichin Osan Al Harosh, Vikoshrin Osan Al Ayad. So you see that the Mitzvah Tfilin is to be Meiniach Parshios. It's not like a, just like Stam, like a separate entity of Tfilin. It's being Meiniach Parshios. So maybe that's the reason why there's such an idea also of an Os Achas that specifically Rashi holds is related to the, from the perspective of the Meiniach. Possible. But you don't have to say it. I mean, well, you can leave the Rashi alone, logically. All you have to say logically, you don't have to go that far. I mean, it's nice to go that far, but you don't have to. You can just logically say, look, there's two, like I said from the beginning, there's two things. There's a din of the Cheftza Shel Tfilin, Mitzvah Tfilin of Os, and then there's a din through the vehicle of the Parshios. And the Parshios is that it's one Cheftza of Limud. That's the Parshios. That's the best kiyum. Is that the Parshios themselves should teach the idea of Os Achas, and then by definition has to be Seder. That's just the best way to say it, you know, from a, without getting into, I mean, you can, but you don't have to. The Kiyum, David asked, what's the Kiyum of Tfilin? I mean, I would say simply, the Kiyum of Tfilin, of Parshios, it's Lama, because what's the whole tefillin? What's the whole purpose of tefillin? What does Hashem Himself say the purpose of tefillin is? Laman tia Torah Hashem beficha. So there's a kiyum through the parshios, the kiyum limud through the parshios of Os Achas. That's a kiyum of limud. That's intrinsic to the whole idea of tefillin. The whole tefillin is laman tia Torah Hashem beficha. It's really a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Didn't the Gemara in Brachas on Chaf on Mabez, right? It even entertained the possibility that women could be Chayavos in Tfilin. I know that's a very hot topic these days. but the Gemara has a Havamina because the Gemara says that right? I think the Gemara says because there's a Hekesh between Tfilin and Talmud Torah. That's the whole purpose of Tfilin. Laman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. Something like that. Or is it mezuzah? I don't remember. Maybe we should strike that. If I'm wrong about that, strike it. All right, what I said, this last thing is wrong. But the Gemara had a Havamina because it was Iskish LeMezuzah. Because of Yesodi Hadas. I mean, it's still an idea based on Lamanda. It's not Talmud Torah, but it's still an idea of conveying certain ideas. So the Gemara had a Havamina to say that women should be Chayavos. That they go together. All right, whatever it is, just ignore that last part. All right, let's go further. V'hine kol zehu emnei medeshitas aram katosis varan. Did we do this already? V'hine kol zehu emnei medeshitas arambam katosis varan. Dalmaisik siva lo nemar hachdina de kisidran. Right, that the whole din of kiseder has nothing to do with the maisik siva. It's purely in the parsha. That's produced. Rak ala parshias atzman kamo shehem ksuvin. Aval em neimah the shita of Rambam ki hator the gam maisa haksiva tzricha liyos ala seder. Im kain are ein lechalek bein tefillin lemezuzah. Right? Then there shouldn't be any distinction. Vanira the hachi muchrach bedas Rambam ki das atos varan hanal. Midenokat lahach milsa the kisidron. Rock al hegdom parsha la parsha. This is a good raya. Because you see that the Rambam only states the concept of Seder on the priority of one parsha to another parsha. Velo pasak lahadin de kisidra and al kol parsha befnei atzma. Shetie ksuva kisidra. Velo yakdim hamu'ucha la mukdam. Shezeh gamkein din mesuyim betfilin mezuzash. As the Rambam never says that the mezuzah has to be written, that you write the words Shema, Ven Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu. He doesn't say that. But if he really held like the Torah, he certainly should have said that, because that's just as much of a din of Seder as anything else. Okay? But all the Rambam says is that Kigon shehikdim parsha la parsha. Okay, so he says, "Darei b'sefer Torah yachalos if gam achakach v'lo ichpas lam b'seder ma'isak ziva." Elohu din mechudash b'tfilin a mezuzah shegam etzam ma'isak ziva tiyeh ala seder dafka. V'lama nakar a Rambam hachdina dehikdim rak al parsha la parsha. Elavada digam shitas a Rambam ketos varan. There's the only din is on the parshios. And now he says a very nice chilak, a very nice svara. V'im kein memela de kol hach dina de kisidron nema rak ben parsha la parsha. The idea of Seder, according to the Rambam, is only of not putting Vayayim Shemoa before Shema on the cloth. Aval haparsha atzma pshita debeinin shetek suva kaseder. Din shina osak mikafishu suva betora pshita de mifsala. Ve'ein aleha shem parsha klal. Ve'ein ze din shel seder. Rak de ein zu haparsha haksuva betora. V'chol din shel seder lo shayach rak al seder aparshios shelo yachtim chad l'chaverta. The etzem aparsha v'milsa kaima v'ein kan shuni v'shinui rak she'enem k'seder k'suv metara. In other words, Gris is saying very nicely, you can only talk about seder when you have two discrete entities, and now there's something underlying that unites them. And now you're saying A should come before B. That's Seder. But on one Parsha, one entity of Parsha, that's not a din of Seder. That's simply you have to duplicate the Parsha that's written in the Torah. If you put it out of order, it's not a problem of order. It's simply a problem. That's not the Chefetz Shel Parsha that's written in the Torah. That's what the Grizz is pointing out. But Parsha to Parsha, each Chefza of Parsha is a Chefza Shel Parsha. Oh, but now, that's what he means when he says, the Etzem Parsha B'milsa Kaima, Vein Kan Shini, Rak She'inam Kesedek Suv B'Torah. In other words, that's a separate idea, that now you have to put these two Parshas, these two entities, these two separate entities on one cloth in the mezuzah, that's where you can have a din of Seder and say this parsha should come before that parsha, that they should be according to the order of the Torah. Okay. V'zeo shekas haram dahach din et kitzidron rak al hektem parsha la parsha v'shma mina degam das haramam ki atosus v'aran dechol hach din et kitzidron hu rak al haparshios atzman kemo shehen ksuvin. Okay, so you see clearly, according to the Rambam, it's nothing to do with how you write it. It just simply, it has to emerge on the cloth in the order of the Torah at the end of the day. V'shaper in the Chafta. V'shaper nuchaloma kamoshka sabda lamaila. V'hine b'perik peisham alacha gimel kasav Rambam v'tzorach li zoher b'molei v'chaser shim kasav achaser molei pasal ad shiyimcho kayeser v'im kasav amolei chaser pasal v'ein lo takana. Okay, so this is where most the Achronim learn that the Rambam does have a din of Seder even by Tefillin. They want to argue that the Rambam really holds like the Torah. So, of course, the Grizz has to deal with this Rambam. So, what does the Rambam say? It sounds like the halacha of the Sefer Truma. That what? You have to be careful with Mole and Chaser. Okay? That if you write a Chaser Mole, so you write Aharon, it's supposed to be without a Vav, and you write it with a Vav. So, it's Pasal Ad Sheyimcho Kayeser. Fine. V'im kasav ha-molei chaser, pasal ve'in lo takana. So if you write Aharon without a vav, and it should be written with a vav, so the Ram says it's pasal, and there's no way to fix it. U'lechora mavor, mized, ha-rambam sfirale, digamba mai saksiva, shal tefillin ha-mezuzah, ikedin shal kesidrin. D'ilav hachi, amai pasal ve'in lo takana. Right. Why can't you go back and put in the Vav? So it must be that the reason why you can't do that is because your Maisik Siva will be out of order, like the Torah holds. Ulam nira de'ein ze mukhrach. De kavonas ha-rambam hi limutei tliya. Now, that is not something that you must say. But you can really say that the Rambam's real intent was not that it's going to be a problem in the Maisik Siva, but it's a problem that the Rambam wants to exclude that you're allowed to do tliya by tefillin. Mean to be tola. Meaning you left the vav out of Aharon. And now you're going to come back and you're going to suspend that vav up above between the resh and the nun sofit. Okay, you're going to put it right up there. That's the problem. It's the tliya. That's not possible by tefillin and mezuzah to do such a thing. The Rambam is not coming to tell you because it's impossible to fix the problem by erasing the word Aharon, going back, and now rewriting Aharon correctly. That's not a problem. Okay? Now the Grizz says, of course, you might be thinking to yourself, yeah, but how do you know that? Maybe the Rambam holds that Mechik is also a problem. What gave you a right to say that the Rambam holds that really you could fix it al yidei Mechika, and that the whole purpose he's telling you this is to outrule Tliya? No. Maybe that's not true. Maybe he's telling you order, really. Okay? He says, V'cheinu lehejya. Oh, I skipped. I'm sorry. The hachinami ashkechan kahai lishna barambam peraches halacha gimel gabe sefer Torah. Yeah, I found this a little funny. Maybe I didn't fully understand the Grizz here, but to me, I guess, you have to first read Perek Zayin halacha yud gimel. In Perek Zayin halacha yud gimel, that's where the Rambam uses almost the exact same language as he does here by tefillin, and his whole point over there is to tell you that tliya is okay by sefer Torah, which seems to me to be the good proof, because he says bamed var mamurim shekasav hamalei chaser shenimsa tole haosio sheshachach beinei hashitos. Aval in kosev hechosem mole, afila yesh b'chol daf v'daf kamatoyes, harezem misaknov, neshu goreg v'inatola. So you see the Rambam over there by you should also read Halachi Yud Beis first, really. So you see over there, the Rambam saying that the whole problem of mole chaser is a problem, is to teach you the halacha of tola. And that's exactly what he means in Parakhes, when he comes back to it, Alacha Gimel, when he says, Sefer Torah Sheina Muga B'mole V'chasar, Efshel L'sakna L'agia, Kamosha B'yarno. He means, Kamosha B'yarno means, because you could do Tzliya. He's not talking about erasing initially. He's talking about Tzliya. So the Griz is learning, it's the same thing here, that when the Ram's dealing with the problem of Mole Chasar, it's the exact same problem as over there. He's teaching the halacha over here that Tliya is no good. And then he brings you a raya openly from a Rishon. V'cheinu lehejya b'shilti ha-giborim reish Hilchas Tfilin. Hilchas Tfilin can be found, by the way, in the back of the Menachas. There's Hilchas Tfilin. It's the Hilchas Tfilin of the Rif. And then you have like you have the Rush there. But then you have the Shilti ha-giborim. Typically, you know, on the side of a Rif. So he says, B'shem Riaz, right? Shekasav Shom Kiloshan Arambam. Vim Kasav HaMolei Chaser Puzzle. That if you wrote Molei Chaser, it's Puzzle. V'ein Lo Takana. There's no way to fix it. And then he doesn't quote the rest of it, but he's saying it. It says it openly. Kasav HaTam Alzeh. So what is the Shilti Giborim? What reason does he give? She'ein Roy Litlos HaOs HaChaser Bein Hashitin. Okay, the Shilti Giborim, or the Riaz, openly says the problem is a problem because he can't do Tliya. V'gam siyem sham shim chasa kol amila v'kasav osa kitikna pshera. That's right, that if you forgot the whole word, you can go back and then fix it and write it correctly. So you see, it's not a problem of the Seder Maisak Siva, openly that the problem of chasar mole, mole chasar, is all, well, not both. Only one of them, is a problem. Vein lo takana means because he can't do tliya, but not because he couldn't erase the whole sentence and then try to squeeze in all those words on that line. That you could do, in fact. They're just outruling the idea of tliya. Hare the sphere lay the low ichbaslan, the kisidron, va the pasal vein lo takana, haino rak lomer de ain tolin, va chanami yeshloma, bedivra rambam came, the bar rak la fuke tliya, the ze ef sharbet fill in a mezuzah. Aval badin de kisidron sphere lay kedas atos varan the low kaptina of my saksiva rak ba parsha ksuva lechud who kamoshik asav nunira. Okay, so he maintains that Rambam is totally talking about tliya. Of course, what he doesn't tell you is why does the Rambam think tliya is a problem by tefillin and mezuzah and not by Sefer Torah. That he doesn't tell you. Is it like the Ran Shita? Is it something else? Doesn't know. But again, the Griz is not looking to necessarily take that step. He just wants to show you that consistently you can learn that the Rambam has no din of a Seder in the Maisak Siva itself. And even the very halacha that most of the Achronim point to elicit the idea of Seder from the Rambam, it's not Mukhrach, because the Lashon of Rambam seems to bear out that it's really a problem of Tliya and not a problem of Seder, just like he words it in Hilchas Sefer Torah. So the fact that the Rambam said the halacha of Seder by mezuzah only by Hegdim Parsha La Parsha once again seems to indicate it's not a din in the Maisak Siva, but it's really a din in the final Chefta, that the Chefta has to have the Parshios Kisidron. But it's not a din in the Maisak Siva of the Sofer. So that's where the Griz leaves it. Okay, I got to stop here. I'm going into New York. Okay, I'll tell you like this. You got to do the next two paragraphs together. And it sounds like the Griz, like, keeps, you know, first he gives you a very minimalist approach, then he tries to give you a little bit more, and then he keeps on saying no, it needs more of an explanation, more of a taima. But then classic Griz, he doesn't take it the way you were hoping he was going to take it. He once again just gives you like a very small step. That's in the paragraph of Ha'umnam. But I think we need to define the difference. If you get up to there, I'll just tell you what you need to define. Just remember this. you got to define the difference between mezuzah from tefillin. Okay? But go through, you know, it's not too hard. Don't get too lost on the stumas and psuchas in the sense, I mean, you just got to know the basics of stuma and psucha. Okay? A psucha simply means a parsha that always begins at the beginning of the line, and a stuma is always a parsha that begins in the middle of a line. That's all you need to know. I mean, there are three cases of each one, I believe, but or three and two, I don't remember now. But that's not that important. You don't have to get into the whole world defining what is exactly a stuma, what's a psucha. Just know that universally, every stuma, you know, begins in the middle of a line, and every psucha always starts at the beginning of a line. That's all you have to really know. But what's interesting is getting down to this business of tefillin versus mezuzah. That is very important. And I think there's some important concepts here that we have to really flesh out using the grids as a springboard. So, that's the main thing. And then I should be like Warren Buffett. And when he rejects his explanation of the Mechilta that he forwarded before, that the Mechilta is according to the Rambam, according to Rebbe Yehuda, in the paragraph of Ella de Iker, if anyone could explain to me, after reading the Mechilta inside, how the Grizz's answer works, I guess I'll offer you $1 billion. I don't know what he did there. I can't figure it out. But I think I might be able to answer his kashas that he doesn't like about his previous answer. That's the direction I took in any case. But if somebody could explain to me the Grizz, if you could read that Mechilta and tell me how the beginning is talking about tefillin and the end is talking about mezuzah, it's your share that day. So I'm just telling you what my approach. But I'm more interested in the two paragraphs of Vihine Va'omnam more than Ella de Iker. I mean, I think you have to answer his questions in Ella de Iker, but I don't know. I don't stand his answer at all. I just don't know how it fits into the facts. I cannot even. This is one of those that I wish the Grizz was alive. I could write him a letter. I don't know what he's talking about. I just don't know. It's one of those. I don't know what to tell you. Lo yaradati lasof daito. But I read that Mechilta many times. I don't know how it's even possible to say what he's saying. It sounds impossible. I mean, I think if I told you the pshat that he says, you guys would, you know, you kill any Magid Shira who would say that pshat.
Attendance would diminish.
What's that?
Attendance would diminish.
He's saying, what's he, out of his mind? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't understand it. I'm tempted when I go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, maybe going by his grandchildren's home there. I don't know who's the Rosh Yeshiva these days, but when I go there to buy Sfarim, maybe if I find them, I'm going to ask. Although I do notice, sometimes when you see these problems, you know, I have some of his son's Sfarim, and his son-in-law, you know, Reb Michal Yechiel Michal Feinstein, I notice that sometimes they ask these questions. They say they don't know what our father, they say, we're not sure what he meant here. We don't know where he got it from. I do notice that. They're honest. They're not like always defending the father. All right, very good. All right, so we'll continue next week.
All right, thanks, everyone.
All right, my pleasure. That was good. Okay. Take care, guys.
Take care.